Next question is Larry Parker. Larry is 82-year-old gentleman, currently in hospice with Alzheimer's dementia. Let's see, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, protein calorie malnutrition, lower extremity edema because of protein calorie malnutrition, bifascicular block, congestive heart failure, and atrial fibrillation, period. He also suffers from sundowner syndrome on Xanax and risperidone to control his symptoms and trazodone for sleep, period. He has end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. He's currently on Aricept, but we can most likely stop the Aricept because it's not indicated for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, period. His pain is controlled with tramadol. Constipation is controlled with Colace, period. He also has hyperlipidemia, hyperthyroidism, and hypertension, along with atrial fibrillation rate controlled with the help of Sotalol, period. What's significant in his condition is that he weighed 298 pounds just 6 months ago. He weighs less than 140 now. He's got a large ventral hernia on the abdominal examination. His O2 sat hovers around 92-93% on room air with a pulse of 97, period. Larry used to be a welder. He has a history of ETOH use, but not significant smoking in the past, period. He has muscle wasting, irregular heartbeat related to his atrial fibrillation. He also is edentulous, which makes eating more difficult, but nevertheless, he has no appetite for food. He's refusing food most of the time, and he has issues with aspiration related to his end-stage Alzheimer's disease once again. His condition remains grave with the bowel and bladder incontinence and total ADL dependency, as was mentioned. Expected to do poorly. He has a KPS score of 40% at this time. His caretaker, Mr. Huey, H-U-E, states that he's had tremendous change in his mental status in the past 3 to 4 weeks. He's sleeping more, not eating much, and staying in bed 16 to 18 hours a day now. Thank you.